So we have another sad page about the destruction of Jerusalem. Today we heard in the first reading that the king of Judah, Zedekiah, was brought in and they slew his sons before his eyes and then put out his eyes. And then he was taken on to Babylon. But this is Zedekiah, and we know that Zedekiah was not the real king. We saw the real king yesterday, who was the nephew of Zedekiah. His name was Jehoiakim. He was the real king. He had done evil in the sight of the Lord, as his forefathers had done. But we see that he was transported or deported to Babylon, and his uncle was made the king of Judah, king of Jerusalem. And that's who we see today, who was his eyes were put out and his sons slain before him. So it appears that everything's over for the line of David, but not so, because the real king is Jehoiakim, who was already in Babylon. And as if we read on in this chapter, we'll see that he would eat at the table of the king of Babylon. So from his line would come the Lord Jesus. Today we celebrate Jose Maria Escrivá, who founded Opus Dei, which means the work of God. And the whole reason behind this institute is that Christians can find God in their everyday work with their families and friendships. That's the message of the Opus Dei. And Jose Maria Escrivá taught that dedication to God is not just for priests and nuns, because Jesus said to the multitudes, "Be holy as my heavenly Father is holy." So Opus Dei is the work of God. And again, the message is that anyone can find holiness in ordinary life, whether he be a doctor or a farmer or a musician or whatever. That's the message of Opus Dei. And Jose Maria Escrivá lived in a time when the church was under attack. Churches and convents were being burned. During the Spanish Civil War, thousands of priests and nuns were murdered. And Jose Maria Escrivá was forced to go into hiding, give up his clerical garb, and he would move from place to place in Madrid so he wouldn't be captured. Even for a time, he hid in an insane asylum just to avoid capture and execution. What was his crime? He was a Catholic priest. All this time, he continued to minister to Catholics who were seeking the sacraments and his counsel. Well, the Civil War finally was finished, but left the country destroyed. And then the following year, the Nazis invaded Poland and began the Second World War. So Spain remained neutral, but it was in shambles, and there was a scarcity of everything. But in the midst of this poverty, Spain struggled to rebuild, and Opus Dei grew in this situation. And Jose Maria went on to Rome to facilitate the expansion of Opus Dei to many countries. And during Vatican II, he was there. He cooperated with the Council Fathers. And we see a big part of the message of Vatican II was holiness, the universal call to holiness. Everyone is called to holiness, that is, to friendship with God. Jose Maria Escrivá went on these long catechetical trips to different countries, meeting with large groups of people to strengthen them in the faith, those who were part of it, especially the part of the Opus. He often spoke of sanctification of work. Whatever work you do, it can be an occasion of coming closer to God. Well, he died on June 26, 1975. St. John Paul canonized him and called him the saint of ordinary life. So during the lockdown and sheltering in place, many have missed the sacraments, but that doesn't mean that our spiritual growth should cease. It may happen again, this lockdown. We don't know what's going to happen. We have to keep up our spiritual exercises, prayer and spiritual reading, good works, works of charity, works of mercy, whether they be corporal works of mercy or spiritual works of mercy. I'll just close with a quote from Jose Maria Escrivá. He says, make few resolutions, make specific resolutions, and fulfill them with the help of God.